Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and we're going to begin our program today by talking with you about the relevance of the Wisconsin idea in 2010. The boundaries of the campus of the university are the boundaries of the state. That's sort of been the Wisconsin idea for a long, long time. But Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer and Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus, is with us today to talk about the Wisconsin idea, maybe how it's changed over the years, what's the relationship of the Wisconsin idea to our land-grant mission of the UW. Lots of things to talk about with him, and I'm interested in what you have to say. Are we still relevant? Is that Wisconsin idea still relevant in 2010? How should it change or how could it change? Give us a call with your comments and opinions at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Tom Plager with us by phone today. Tom, hi. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Always great to be with you, Larry. Enjoy the program, and always amazed at the far-reaching impact the program has, the number of people I hear from afterwards. So thank you for having me as a guest today.
Well, appreciate it very much. In your view, what is the Wisconsin idea, and maybe how has its definitions changed?
Sure. And the perspective I'm coming in is from a lifelong resident in the state and someone who's worked in the University of Wisconsin system for all my professional life at a number of different campuses and institutions. And it's an idea that I became familiar with, I think, as a college student and as an administrator. I've had some interest in learning a little bit about its history and how it impacts my own institution and the rest of the system. I think the first formal recognition of people understand of the origins of the Wisconsin idea probably comes out of the land-grant mission of the UW, which I know we'll talk about today, but it was Van Hise in 1904. He was a president of the University of Wisconsin, now University of Wisconsin-Madison, from 1903 to 1918, and he talked about that the benefit of the university should reach the entire state, and he doesn't talk specifically about access. I think later that was interpreted as access, but I think his original concept was the expertise of the University of Wisconsin, its research, its resources should have an impact either directly or indirectly every corner of the state. Later in the early 1900s, La Follette, of course, with the progressive movement, thought of the university as a real resource in terms of its faculty to help shape public policy in the state. And I think people at that time thought of the Wisconsin idea as being intertwined of the university and government working together to better Wisconsin. And if you look at higher ed literature across the state, it's really out of these two combined ideas that I think people think of the Wisconsin ideas about promoting access. And it was really in the 30s and into the 50s and 60s that the idea that the resources of the university, whether it's expertise, whether it's lifelong learning, whether it's access to a formal education, should extend everywhere in Wisconsin. And the current definitions, I think, vary from institution. Clearly, Madison sees that as extending much further than Wisconsin and global in reach in terms of what the university can provide to bettering society.
You know, and we have this land-grant mission, the UW-Madison. We're a land-grant institution. I think that some of that comes into play, too, doesn't it?
Well, it does. My understanding of the land-grant mission is in the 1860s, the Morrill Act, which was a federal act that allowed the sale of federally controlled lands and states to further develop their universities, and particularly in the areas of sciences, agriculture, and engineering, and to make those colleges and those programs relevant to the states and to benefiting the states. So in many states that have land-grant institutions, the original outreach mission, the idea that the benefits of the university should be applied and relevant to stakeholders in that state, really come from that original creation that was born out of federal money that was raised to help develop our university. And in other states, that's the case as well.
Yeah. Are we quite a bit different, or are we different from other states in the way we've organized our public universities?
Well, we are, and there's a lot of really interesting literature out there about the history of the University of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Idea. There's a great website, wisconsinidea.wisc.edu, that's, I think, put together by the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And you can follow a timeline of the development of this idea and the development of the university system. And what makes our state unique is we have a very robust university system where we don't have independent institutions but that are part of a larger institution. And in many states, the land-grant mission led to the development of extension. And so in the majority of states, in fact, virtually all, the extension services are connected with a single institution. I grew up right in Marinette on the border between Michigan and Wisconsin, and in Michigan, extension agents, the co-op offices, are Michigan State employees, versus in Wisconsin, we've organized with a very unique system of 26 campuses in a statewide institution called the University of Wisconsin Extension that carries out outreach activities on every campus and in every county of the state. And that's really quite unique.
Yeah, that's interesting. Joan in West Dallas has a comment or question. Let's turn to her. Joan, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm just on my way to teach, but I couldn't help but ask if he would speak a little about the Wisconsin Idea Theater. Robert Gard started it. It was my first job out of college in 1952 with the Orchard Hill Players, and we were the first and only community theater in the entire group. The tent was at Devil's Lake, and we had some actors there who went on for national fame, and I just wondered if he's old enough to remember that.
I'm probably not old enough to remember that, and I don't know a whole lot about it. I'd be very interested to learn about it, given that I'm at the University of Wisconsin campus in Baraboo, and that history, of course, being in our backyard. I'd be very interested, so this is something I need to learn about, but I don't know much about this program.
Now, Bob?
We stayed on a farm, and I got to drive the company truck because I was the only woman who knew how to drive a stick shift.
Joan, I tell you what, the Wisconsin Idea, as it relates to the, I think as it relates to the arts, it's a great example of how the resources, in this case, Robert Gard was the sort of the originator, or one of the key originators of it, extended the arts to across the state, especially to areas where maybe there weren't many opportunities.
And that fits exactly with what the original Wisconsin Idea mission was. And originally, I think people think of it as agriculture and sciences, but the performing arts and the visual arts and all of the enrichment that comes with having a great state university, it sounds like this is part of that history that brought arts to places, remote places like Baraboo. So yeah, it's something I'm interested in going to pursue after the interview today.
All right. Joan, thank you very much for calling. Good luck with your teaching today. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Ken in Madison. Ken, hello to you.
Yeah, let me stick a little pin in that balloon there, the Wisconsin Idea. You know, one objection I have to it is this, is that you're tying, you know, a whole bunch of information. You're building up the state. And a lot of the ideas that come out of the University of Wisconsin are of a decidedly leftist inclination. And, you know, I go to combat some of the things that promoters want to grow the size and cost of government, and I'm looking over and I see somebody who is on the payroll quite often, either a bureaucrat, a university professor, or whatever. And, you know, what's happening in this country right now is that this state worship is destroying us.
Well, let's get a comment from Tom Plager. Dean Plager, what do you think?
I think that's an interesting comment. It's one that I hear from time to time in the community. In fact, it wasn't too long ago I had a very spirited debate with a similar viewpoint that the university produces exclusively liberal ideas, and I think that universities are, at their nature, a place where you explore ideas and hold open minds. It's really what about a university education is about, and what a university is about in terms of the pursuit of knowledge and the pursuit of truth. But the university system, and certainly at our campus, we're interested in having as diverse of ideas as possible. So I don't think that there's an exclusive interest in only one political perspective or one type of perspective. Rather, we try to seek out as broad a range of people to work at our institutions to have as diverse a perspective as possible. So I would agree in some respects that the nature of a university institution is to explore the truth and to accept and evaluate ideas, but I would say that the university system, certainly the University of Wisconsin system, and certainly our campus is interested in having as broad a spectrum as possible of thinkers on the campus, because that furthers the goal of education and also produces stronger and more interesting and more sound debate in terms of ideas.
Yeah,
I disagree wholeheartedly with what he just said. There's a, you know, you have this pretense that you have this openness and this willingness to include people of every inclination, but, you know, looking at the propaganda that comes out of the UW Extension system, most of it, the vast majority of it, is dedicated to expanding the role of the state. And like I said, you know, this statism, this socialism that we're experiencing right now is going to be our destruction.
I appreciate your comments and appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thanks very much. If you'd like to join in, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Well, does the Wisconsin idea today mean service to the state of Wisconsin? Is that what it's referring to?
Well, I think it's interesting that originally the Wisconsin idea was created out of one institution, out of the University of Wisconsin, which at one time was only Madison. Today, after 1971, of the merger of the state colleges and universities with the University of Wisconsin system campuses and extension, we have a much more robust university that extends all over the state with 26 campuses and co-op offices in all 72 counties, public radio, public television. So I think it means service to the state, and it means something different perhaps to each institution. Madison, I think if you look at the Wisconsin idea on their website, they have a modern interpretation that they're a flagship, one of the top research universities in the country and in the world, that their reach and services beyond Wisconsin, certainly relevant to Wisconsin, but reaches beyond our borders. The four-year campuses, you see a very interesting comprehensive campuses interest in serving their regions of the state, and then the University of Wisconsin Extension and the University of Wisconsin Colleges, I think, truly carry out that original Wisconsin idea, mission of reaching out and providing service to the entire state, not just a particular region or a certain area. So I think the definition is very broad, and it depends on the perspective of where you are in the system. But I think everyone in the system realizes that the university is a tremendous asset and resource for growing Wisconsin, yeah, and has been for since the beginning of its statehood, really.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to not look at the I don't know where you'd begin to talk.